The Torah Schayim in Mesechtes Chulin Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and it's also in Mesechtes Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. He discusses why is it that when a person dies, he becomes Tomei Tumas Meis. And the Torah Schayim says a Davar Nifla. He says the reason when a person dies he becomes Tomei is because death is executed by the Malach HaMavis. And we know that the Malach HaMavis is the Samach Mem. He's the Koyach HaTomo. Thus, when a person dies, by definition, it means that the Koyach HaTomo had some shlita, had some control over this person. Being that the Koyach HaTomo had shlita over this person, memeilo, it's for that reason that the person, when he dies, becomes Tomei. In fact, the Teres Chaim says that if you take a look at the Rekanti in Parshas Re'eh, the Rekanti says that we know, Chazal say, that Misa Sadikim are not metama. One of the makaris to this is a Tosfos in Masechtas Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, "B'yom Shemeis Rebbe Batlu Kahuna, Batlu Kedusha." And what does Kedusha mean? So Tosfos says, "B'shem Rabbeinu Chaim Akoyin," that it means that there was no Kedushas Kahuna. Ordinarily, a Kohen's not allowed to be metama to a Meis, but on this day, Kohanim were allowed to be metama to Rebbe, and the reason is because Rebbe was not Tomei Tumas Meis. Says the Rekanti, what's the reason? So he says this reason. He says it's because where does Tumas Meis come from? It comes from the Malach HaMavis. And Tzadikim don't die through the Malach HaMavis. Rather, their Misa is Misas Neshika, which is Kaviyochel B'Chvoid of Atzmai. And as a result, being that there's no Malach HaMavis, so therefore they're not going to be Tomei Tumas Meis. So says the Teres Chaim, you want to know why there's Tumas Meis? Because Misa happens al Yedei the Malach HaMavis, who is the Samach Mem, and being that that's the Koyach HaTumah, when the Koyach HaTumah is shailed on a person, it automatically creates Tumah, and that's why there's something called Tumas Meis. Says the Teres Chaim, I'm going to tell you a little bit more. You know, when an animal dies, the animal is also Tameh. Tumas Nevela. What's the reason for that? Says the Teres Chaim, it's the same reason. Because how does an animal die? It's with the Malach HaMavis. And being that the Malach HaMavis is Koyach HaTumah, so it's for that reason it becomes Tameh Tumas Nevela. Now says the Teres Chaim, you're going to tell me that people die with the Malach HaMavis that everybody knows, but behemoths also die with the Malach HaMavis? Zokte, yeah, it's a Mefurish HaGemara. Take a look at Perek HaMafkid, Bava Metzia, Lamed Vava Mebeis. Rava said that Malach HaMavis, Maliocha, Maliosa, regarding the Parah that was made Sekadarka. So it's a Mefurish HaGemara, then animals also die with the Malach HaMavis. If that's the case, so there's the Shlit of the Koyach HaTumah just like there is by the person, and that's why there's going to be Tumah. Says the Teres Chaim, stating that, you'll notice that the level of Tumah that a mace has when he dies is not the same as the level of Tumah that a behemah has when the behemah dies. A mace, a person, is an avi avos ha-tumah, right? That's why if someone touches a mace, he becomes an avat Tumah. That's already a level lower. What's higher than an avat Tumah? A mace. A mace is an avi avos ha-tumah. A behemah that dies, a nevela, is tameh, but it's only an avat Tumah. What's the difference? Says the Teres Chaim, it's totally in how much shlita the Malach HaMavis has over its prey, over its victim. By a person, there's more shlita, and therefore the level of tumah is a higher level of tumah, and that's why a person's an avi avos ha-tumah. By the behemah, it's less of tumah. It's less shlita, thus it's less tumah, and as a result, it's only going to be an abat tumah. He says an oif is also tummy when it dies, but an oif is only metama, an oif tar, anyways, but beis habliya. That's even a lesser darga, and the reason it's even a lesser darga is because the Malach HaMavis has less shlita on the oif than it does on the behemah, which is less than on the adam. And finally, says the Teres Chaim, a fish is not tummy tumas meis, and the reason a fish is not tummy tumas meis is because fish do not get killed by the Malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis, Maliach HaMaliachas, and it's true for behemoths and oifas, but it's not true for dogim. And being that it's not true for dogim, so therefore as it relates to fish, it's going to be different. But derech agav, I was thinking, we know Chazal say that fish is loy sholta be'ena, right? V'yid gula roif, dagim shebe'yam is loy sholta be'ena. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, daf chof amid beis, that the Malach HaMavis is mole einayim, that he's full of eyes. That's the way Chazal described. Could be that's an oimik in loyshalta be'ema in pnimiyas ha-teira. That the fish, there's no shlit of the Malach HaMavis. The point is because it's loyshalta be'ena. I was also thinking that we once spoke at a Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says that we know that psul and nisis, there's an Indian of bracha the dogim, right? Why did the fish have such a bracha? Rabbeinu Bechaya says we know that the fish weren't affected by the mabel, right? They somehow came out by the mabel. They weren't affected. And he says the reason is because we know Kadosh Baruch Hu told Adam, Pru Urvu Milu Asa Aris Fekiv Shua. He also told the fish Pru Urvu. And it was the bruch of the fish of Pru Urvu that ended up being kayin for them, and that's why they weren't affected by the Mabel. And that's why there's an Indian of Psulinissis, the Bir Rishoyna. It should coincide with the bruch of the Dagim, because you see, the fish of the Dagim was something that really played itself out. They had this special bracha that they weren't even affected by the Mabel. But the truth is, we know that the fish weren't affected by the Mabel also because they weren't Mizdavig B'she'en Amina. Meaning, the Satan, who had such shlita over the world during the Dar HaMabel, did not have shlita over the fish. Who's the Satan? He's the Malach HaMavis. You see, the Malach HaMavis, it's like Sholto Be'eino. The Malach HaMavis doesn't have shlita over the fish. The Samach Mem doesn't have shlita over the fish. Could be it's all one and the same minyan. But either way, Snezet Teres Chaim Adav Niflah. He says, where does Tumas Meis come from? Whether it's the Tum of a Meis, whether it's Tumas Nevela, whether it's Nivlas Oif Tahar, that's Metame Be'Beis Abliya, it comes from the fact that Misa, even the Misa of a Be'eima, even the Misa of an Oif, comes from the Malach HaMavis, based on this Indian of Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis, and the Malach HaMavis is the Koyach HaTumah. Thus, as soon as Tumah descends upon a person, automatically that person is going to be Tameh. Says the Teres Chaim, with this you can understand a Medrash Niflo in this week's Parsha, in Parsha Shmini. So the Medrash is on the Pasuk that says, Zois HaChaya Asher Toichevo. So says the Medrash that Lasad Lavoi is going to be a big Suda. And we know that big suda is going to involve the Leviathan, and it's going to involve the behemoth. Says the behemoth, how exactly is the Leviathan going to be killed for the tzaddikim to be able to eat from it? And how is the behemoth going to be killed in order for the tzaddikim to be able to eat from it? Says the Medrash, what's going to happen is the Leviathan is going to come and it's going to stick its fins into the behemoth. It's going to rip the behemoth apart, and that's how you're going to be able to eat the behemoth. And in the reverse, the behemoth is going to kill the Leviathan, and that's how you're going to be able to eat the Leviathan. In other words, they're going to tear each other apart, and you're going to be able to eat it. Frank the Medrash Akasha. Zu shchita ksheri? What? Is this a kosher shchita? For loy kach toninon? Isn't there a mishnah mesachtes chulin that knes hakol shoichten, ubakol shoichten, uloilam shoichten, chutz mi magul kotzim amegeir vachinayim v'pnei shein choyken? This is not the real shchita. Learn chulin. This is not okay. Amrav Abba Bar Kahana, so Abba Kahana says, Amrav Kodesh Baruch Hu, Toira chadosha me'iti teitzeh. Chiddush Torah me'iti teitzeh. This is going to be a new chiddush that over here you're going to be able to eat it even though it's in Nevel. Says the Teres Chaim, Pashat, the way you learn this medrash is there's going to be a chiddush in the world that even though Nevel automatically is ordinarily something you're not allowed to eat, but over here in this instance you're going to be able to eat the Nevel. But says the Teres Chaim, it can't be, because if that's the case, that means the Torah is going to be nishtana and it's going to be mukhlefes on some level. And we know it's one of the 13 animamim. So says the Teres Chaim, I'll tell you what's going on in this medrash. What's going on in this medrash is, why isn't it that there is something called nevela? Why is there an issa nevela? The reason there's an issa nevela is because of the fact that there's tumah. And forget, that's the whole Indian of shechting an animal. That's the whole Indian of shechita. The Indian of shechita is because otherwise the animal is going to be tameh and you're not letting it eat an animal that's tameh. What's going to happen in the end of days? What's going to happen in the end of days? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take all the tumah and I'm going to wipe it off the face of the earth. And being that there's not going to be tumah anymore, there won't be nevela anymore. The whole yisoid of nevela, not just the tumah's nevela, but even the iser achilas nevela, says the Teres Chaim, comes from the fact that the Samach Mem is Shoilet, and it's that Tumah. But to us, there's not going to be Tumah. If there's not going to be Tumah, you're not going to have Nevela. So, Sapshat, it's a new halacha. All we're doing is we're being Derish time of the Krah. The time of the Krah of the Issa Nevela comes from the Tumas Nevela. And if there's going to be no Tumas Nevela anymore, so then there's going to be no Issa Nevela. If there's going to be no Issa Nevela, then male, this is not going to be an issue. But Al-Kupanim, this is the Teres Chaim. Teres Chaim says, Dvarim Neflon. He says, you want to know why this Tumas Mace, whether it's Mace of an Adam, whether it's Nevela, whether it's the Oiv, it comes from the fact that the Malach HaMavis is the one that executes all the Misa, even a behema based on Mitzia Lamed Vav and Beis Malach HaMavis Maliyach Malihasa. And once there's Shlita from the Malach HaMavis, who's the Koyach HaTumah, it automatically creates Tumah. That's why you have to shecht an animal. You shecht an animal because if the animal's going to die in any way other than Shechita, it's going to be with the Malach HaMavis. The Chiddush of Shechita is it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen all your day the Malach HaMavis. And as a result, you're allowed to eat it. And that's why La'asad Lavoi, there's going to be Chiddush Torah Me'iti Teitzei. It's going to be the Averis Ruach HaTumim in the Aretz. If there's going to be no Tum in the world anymore, so the Mimil, you're not going to have the Aloch of Shechita. And as a result, this is not going to be an issue anymore. It's just kedai to mention, and this is above my pay grade. Valzen nemar in li esek ben astaris, but just the marumakim. Really, this Teres Chaim is a very big chiddush. It's keneged a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar is in Parshas Vayir. It's a well-known Zohar, but it's keneged a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says as follows: Reb Shimon have a Yosef Eloi Bayraisa. Reb Shimon was sitting and he was harving and learning. That Meshtad LaHikra, and he came up to the following pasuk. It says Velokhu Zikne Yohira He Eglas Bakar VeGoimer VaArfu Shames HaEglo Banocha. Came to the parish of Eglav Arufa, and as he was learning the parish of Eglah Rufa, and he said over that Vedina Iu Bekufitz La'arfale, right? The way you kill the Eglah Rufa is with the Kufitz. Amalei Rabbi Lazar. So Shimon son Rabbi Lazar said, Hai Lamai Yitzrich, what's this whole Eglah Rufa? What's the parish of Eglah Rufa? You find a corpse and you don't know who killed this person closer to this city, closer to that city. So there's an Indian of you bring the Eglah Rufa. So Rabbi Lazar asked his father, Rabbi Shimon, he said, what's the side? What's the panemius of the parish of Eglah Rufa? So the Met Zoyer says, Bacher Rabbi Shimon Vavis. So Rabbi Shimon started to cry and he said, Vaila Alma the Isma. He says, woe is to the world that is under the influence of the Koyach HaTomo. Because from the day that the Nachash was ispata bei Adam, convinced Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas, shalit al Adam, v'shalit al bnei Adam, the Malach HaMoves, the Satan, got the ability to be shalit on all of mankind. Iyu kam l'mistei alma. His job is avodah is to be mekatchik on the world, and it's impossible for the world to get away from him. And it's going to be this way until Mashiach is going to come. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back all the Yishene Yaretz. And but up until that point, the Nachash has control over the world. And one of the things he has a right to do is he can take away all the Neshamas, right? The Satan's the Malach HaMavis, and from the time that the Nachash convinced Adam and Rishon to eat from the Eitz Hadas, the Nachash was in business, and he's going to be in business until it's going to be Bila HaMavis LaNetzach. Said Reb Shimon, V'tochazi, Hoksiv ki imotzei chalom, Itema debar nosh da, al yudada hu Malach HaMavis nafik nishmase. Said Reb Shimon Aichai, do you think that when a person is murdered, it's the Malach HaMavis that takes away this person's life? Lav hachi, it's not the way it is. El aman de kotele, when a person is murdered, when there's a reitzeach, it's the reitzeach that takes the life away from the nirtzach. It's not the Malach HaMavis that takes the life away from the nirtzach. Ubegin kach, it's for that reason, v'lo'oretz lo yechupar. It's for that reason a reitzeach has to be killed. Because until the reitzeach is killed, there's a tremendous kitrig on this reitzeach, and really on the whole world, because the Malach HaMavis is very upset why this reitzeach took away his parnasa. This is his job. This is what he does, 9 to 5. And because right now his parnasa was taken away, so he gets very upset. So says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he's crying as he's saying this. V'loy dayloin dekom iu lemistei alma lemagana ulekadrot. He says, ordinarily, the world can barely stand because of the kitrig of the Satan and the kitrig of the Malach HaMavis. Kolshkin, certainly, the gozal minei mad islei lenatla. Certainly, when we take away his parnasa, then his kitrig gets supercharged and he becomes that much more dangerous. And that's why Ritzicha is such a dangerous thing. And his children who begin kach kraven al hay eglo begin the sakna ame. And it's for that reason the Eibishter gave us a mitzvah to bring the eglo. What's the yisoid of bringing the eglo arufa? You ready for this? The yisoid is it's to give the Malach HaMavis something to be mesakin ma de isnat lahin ishmasa de barnosh minei v'lo yishtekach mekachuk al alma. It's like v'heshev es akzei la'ashagaza. Meaning this right seach, we know who it is, but this right seach took something away from the Malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis is not happy. It brings a tremendous kitchuk. Ordinarily, you kill the right seach, but you don't know who the right seach is, so you can't kill him. So what do you have to do? You have to appease him. You have to give him something to be mefayas him. So now you mefayas him? You mefayas him with the Eglah Arufa. The Eglah Arufa is an offering to the Malach HaMavis to be mefayas the Malach HaMavis over the fact that his parnosa was taken away. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh says. What is this reminiscent of? Of course, the Ramban in Parshas Sachrimos, the Sar Mishtaleach was this Indian, right? That's why the Ramban says the two things that are the Chukas HaTorah is the Par Aduma and it's the Sar Mishtaleach. Because these are two mitzvahs that involve Hakrova and Zrikis and Zachen, but at the same time, they're done Chutz L'makam HaMikdash. The Zohar HaKadosh Egla Rufas may Inyan Le'inyan Ba'oisa Inyan. It's very, very similar. It's an idea that you're giving some sort of sacrifice, some sort of Hakrova to the Malach HaMavis to be Matthias him over the fact that his parnasa was taken away. But you see one thing in desire. What you see in desire is that when there's a ritzicha, when there's a murder, when there's a homicide, when somebody is killed, the person that's nirtzach is not killed by Yedei Malach HaMavis. To the contrary, that's why there's a tremendous kitchig of a la'aretz lo yechupar. It's not a posh dezach ritzicha. Because the Malach HaMavis' kitchig becomes mamish on a level where it's not a davar posh, and it's based on the fact that he's not the one that's involved. Meaning, state though that although the Malach HaMavis is always the one that kills, but there's a time that the Malach HaMavis is not the one that kills. And that is that every time there's a ritzicha. The truth is, there's a big discussion in the Poskim. You know, there's halacha that if somebody dies, there's a mace. So you have to take all the water in the shchun, you have to pour out the water. Right? That's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's a minig, but that's halacha. And if you take a look at the Shach and the Taz, so there's two reasons why you do it. One reason is because the Malach HaMavis was there, and we're afraid the Malach HaMavis caused problems. So there's a truth from the Divrei Malkiel, where Gedolei HaPoskim already discuss what would be if there's a ritzich, if there's a murder, and he had a tzad based on the Zohar HaKadosh. Maybe you won't have to do it. Because you see, from here, when there's a murder, it's not with the Malach HaMavis. Oh, but here's the kasha. The kasha on the Teres Chaim is, if you're going to tell me that the Yisoid of Thomas Meis comes from the Malach HaMavis, that means every time there's a Ritzicha, there shouldn't be Thomas Meis. And that's Pasha, when there's a Ritzicha, there's Thomas Meis. So what's Psha? L'chayre, this Zohar at first glance would seem to be a great Sakash on the Teres Chaim. Now you can't ask a Kasha on a Teres Chaim that you don't really understand from a Zohar that you don't really understand. I shouldn't say you, me. This is my disclaimer. But at first glance, b'muschorishin chumish teira, in the spirit of just trying, at least l'sabei resa oizen, you have here a teiras chaim that says that Thomas Meis comes from the Malach HaMavis, and a chiddush that even Thomas Nevela, based on unzer gemara, Malach HaMavis Maliyachem Maliyasan, and it's a Shulman Azayar Kodesh that says every time there's a murder, so this murder comes not from the Malach HaMavis. That's why v'la'aretz lo yechupar, and that's why you have to bring an egla rufa when you don't know who the Reitzeach is to give him some sort of offering. Al derech der Amman in Parshas Achrimos. If that's the case, if there's no Malach HaMavis involvement, then l'chayre there shouldn't be any Thomas Meis. Yeah, you find, of course, there is Thomas Meis. Obviously, you could say svara. I don't know if you could say svara is an inyanim nisgavim v'gvayim v'gdayim like this, but that's just the But just to end b'ki toiv, and that is that. Really, this yisoid that the Teres Chaim says is Mefurish in the Archaim HaKadosh. The Archaim is in Parshnes B'chukosai, the psukim before the Teichachon, B'chukosai Teilecho. So one of the first psukim in the Parsh is V'nasati Sholim Ba'aretz. There's going to be peace in the land. U'shchaftem V'ein Macharid. You're going to be able to lie in bed at night. You're not going to have to be afraid. Something that in Gaul is sometimes very hard to do. V'shpati Chayor Rom in Ha'aretz. And every chayer, all these wild beasts, are going to be taken away from the world. The cherev lo yisave ba'aretzachem, and there's going to be no cherev anymore in your land. So I'm reading from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. L'shoyni Azav. The pasuk says, v'shpati chayer ram in ha'aretz. What does that mean? He ruach hatomo. It's referring to the ruach hatomo hanikreis chayera. The ruach hatomo is called a chayera. Shehi chiyunis ra. And the reason is, it's because it's a bad form of life. Bechinas hatoma hashira al haguf achamisa. And specifically, it's referring to the toma that presides on the body after the person dies. The shemlazet tziva Hashem shahanoi geya b'meis oy hanichnas la'oyel ha'meis yitmosh nevas yomim. You see, there's an inyan of Thomas Meis. So what's the pasuk v'shpati chayer ram in aretz? Hiftiach Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, ki paskel ha'teira v'hamitzvah, derem b'chukosai teilechu. And you're going to go ahead and you're going to do Torah mitzvahs. What's going to happen is, lahashbis ruach hatumah min haguf. There's going to be no tumah in the guf anymore. Meaning, this whole ruach hatumah, vishpati chayra, means that there's going to be no tumas meis anymore. V'oimroi, the pasuk says, v'cherev lo yisave b'aretzlechem. Nosan akosif tam lahashbasas hatumahu. The pasuk goes right and it says, I'm going to tell you the reason for hashbasas hatumah. Ki tumah zu, where does tumah come from? Ikrohu litzat she nishchat ha'odom, You know where it comes from? It comes from the Malach HaMavis. So the Hishpati Chayirah Min Ha'aretz, how's the Chayirah going to be removed from the land? It's going to happen all your day. V'cherev lo'y saver ba'artzachem. If it's going to be v'cherev lo'y saver ba'artzachem, there's no Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis with his proverbial sword. So through that, there's going to be v'shpati Chayirah Min Ha'aretz. Because the Chiyus Ra, which is Tumas Medis, where does that come from? It comes from the Malach HaMavis. Now, if you look at the Archaim HaKadosh was saying it, not dafka with regards to loss of love, but even in this world, he says a person that learns Torah, someone that's Amal B'Torah, he could become like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, where you find Yom Shemeis Rebbe Batla Tumah, and like we spoke at earlier from Taisvis and Ksubas Kof Gimel HaMavis, Rabbi Chaim HaKayim, that and that day there was no Tumah Skohuna. Why? Because Tzadikim died by Mises Neshika. So a Tzadik, Afilu Ba'al Mohadein, he's Zoicha to this Inyan, Ve'hishpati Chayiram in Aretz. Why? Because his Mises Neshika, it's not through the Malach HaMavis, because the one begets the other. This lumness of the Teres Chaim. But really, this is also a haftacha for the Asa Lava, that there's going to be a day where Klal Yisrael is going to be Zoicha, where it's going to be Obila Mavis LaNechtach, and it's going to come back to a time of Vehishpati Chayaram in Haaretz. The Chiyus Ra is going to be gone because the Cherev Lo Yisnava Ba'aretzachem. There's not going to be the Malach HaMavis anymore. You know, we've spoken out in the past from the Hilgach Chassam Sofer. You know, he used to give on Lamed Beis Ba'omer, the Chassam Sofer every year would speak for the Chevre Kadisha. And in one of his drashas to the Chevre Kadisha, the Chassam Sofer said that the Pasuk says, V'shafsa ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem. So the Hilgach Chassam Sofer says that we know that Hashem created the land. And what's the purpose of the land? It really has two purposes. One purpose is, that's where you say Reya and Yechayrish, and that's where you do all the Avodas Karka. But really, land has a dual purpose. What's the other purpose? When a person dies, you bury people in the land. So the Chassam Sofer says, he says, now on Shemitah, when Sukkum Shemitah, the land rests, but it's only a partial resting. You don't work the land. From that standpoint, it's a Shnas HaShemitah. It's a Shabbos. It's the Shavsa Aretz on some level. But when someone dies, you still bury the person. But there's going to come a day where it's going to be Bila HaMavis LaNetzach. And when it's going to be Bila HaMavis LaNetzach, at that point, it's going to be the Shavsa Aretz Shabbos LaShem. The land's not going to have to do that work anymore. Because at that point, no one's going to die. No one's going to be buried. This is not going to be Kfur. This is what he told the Chevre Kaddish. That there's going to be a day where it's going to be the Shavsa Aretz Shabbos LaShem. With that purpose that land was created for is not something that's going to be necessary anymore. Either way, Shtakav Yizoycha, Tevishpati Chayaram in Aretz, Techerev Loisnava Ba'artzachem, Tevishavsa Aretz Shabbos LaShem. And we should be Zoycha to the day where we're going to witness Va'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'shachta L'malach HaMavis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and he's going to shech the Malach HaMavis. Takav Yizoycha L'Malach HaMavis L'Natzach.